This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 2nd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. On Friday, we posted the video from the 2021 World of Opportunity virtual event held on July 21st and the extra videos we shared with the registrants. We also broke out each of the presentations from the event into their own videos, one of Small Exchange CEO Donnie Roberts and the other of Get Real VR partner Ed Haravon. The extra videos are an interview with CBOE Global Markets Chairman, CEO, and President Ed Tilley, a presentation by OCC's Andre Buckles, and an interview with NFA's Robin Wood by NFA communications specialist Joseph McCarthy. Bloomberg reports there's a new COVID-19 outbreak epicenter in the U.S., which is Florida. Florida reported 21,683 new cases Friday, breaking the previous single-day record for the entire pandemic for the state. The previous record was 19,100 in early January. There is a strong correlation between the number of idiotic things said by a state's governor and the number of cases, and Florida has seen a flood of such statements. The New York Times has some alarming news about the coronavirus and deer, reporting that a third of the white-tailed deer tested in four states during a federal study had been exposed to the coronavirus, in yet another indication of the unpredictable nature of the disease. The percentage was the highest in Michigan, where 60% of the animals tested positive. The law firm of Jones Day has a post on its website titled "The Long Arm of the CFTC, What Stakeholders in the MENA Region Should Know." The post says a MENA-based non-U.S. person trading derivatives such as futures and options on certain exchanges in the UAE or internationally may be liable for breaches of the CEA and the CFTC regulations, even if that non-U.S. person has no direct link to the United States. This may also be true with over-the-counter transactions in swaps or physical commodities that are conducted with a U.S. person or that otherwise have a connection to the United States. Robinhood's IPO was considered disappointing because the shares of the stock did not rocket higher on the first day, but rather declined by 8.37%. However, the net worth of Vlad Tenev and Baiju Bhatt, the Robinhood Markets Inc. co-founders after the IPO, was put at $2.2 billion and $2.5 billion respectively. I'm very willing to be disappointed like that. Deputy Director of America's Fixed Income Funding and Finance at Eurex, Matt Sharp, and his band The Bad Dads had a couple of gigs in the Geneva Lake, Wisconsin area over the weekend, including in CQG Senior Vice President Pat Kenny's hometown of Fontana and Williams Bay, where my family has a home. Sharp and the Bad Dads played at Chuck's Lakeside Inn in Fontana, where Pat Kenny was a bartender with CME Group Executive Chairman and CEO Terry Duffy back when I was 18 years old. Kenny is now the village president of Fontana. Sharp played on Sunday afternoon with just his former college roommate, whom he's been playing with since their freshman year at Dayton University. They played their guitars and sang at the Williams Bay Lakeside restaurant Pier 290, which is part of the Gage Marine family of companies that runs the tour boats on the lake. Incidentally, the tour boat company is run by my cousin Jack Lothian. Sharp and Lou Leon played at Pier 290 for 2 hours straight without a break, but did take time to dedicate a song, Peggy Sue by Buddy Holly, to my wife Cheryl in honor of her birthday yesterday. They gave a thoroughly enjoyable performance. Sharp is an incredible guitar player and singer who has 550 songs in his repertoire. Sharp participated in our 2017 World of Opportunity series with a very popular presentation titled Trading with a Creative Mind on How Music and the Markets Are Alike. An interesting fact about Williams Bay from Wikipedia. Under the notable residents section, of the 8 people who are listed, 6 are astronomers who worked at Yerkes Observatory of the University of Chicago, including Edwin Hubble, for whom the Hubble telescope is named. The other 2 are Dara Hobbs, an operatic soprano whose brother I once coached in Little League in Williams Bay, and my uncle, Thomas Lothian II, who was a college professor and a member of the state legislature. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from The Path to Electronic Trading. Charles Farah, The Path to Electronic Trading Has Many Steps and Flights. For Charles Farah, there were many steps on the path to electronic trading that saw him start as a runner for Cargill Investor Services in 1981 and work his way up the organization. He would serve the firm in Chicago, London, and Tokyo during a time when new products and big markets led to incredible growth in the futures industry. To watch this video, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the video from our Markets Wiki Education World of Opportunity virtual event. The 2021 JLN Markets Wiki Education World of Opportunity was held on July 21st as a virtual event and featured an interview with Small Exchange CEO Donnie Roberts and an interview of and presentation from Get Real VR partner Ed Haravon. To watch this video, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. The spread for the last week, July 30th, 2021. Earnings season in full bloom. Options lead year date-to-date derivatives volume. Robinhood's IPO. John, that's me, gets real with Get Real VR. Conflicting factors underpin volatility. CBOE cleared for fall European competition. And CBOE Options Institute, Kevin Davitt, talks about Vega in this week's Term of the Week. Here's a special message from our friends at JPX. Launch of the new JGate platform. JPX will offer one of the most liquid derivatives markets in Asia. On September 21st, 2021, Osaka Exchange Inc. and Tokyo Commodity Exchange Inc., or JPX, will upgrade the JGate derivatives trading system. The new JGate is based on the Genium iNet trading system and will offer lower latency and higher throughput for world-class trading performance. Itch and touch protocols, extended trading hours, and new flex derivatives, and energy-based features that will deliver a new era in trading convenience. To learn more, click on a link in today's newsletter. Here is a story from the New York Times. Priceless. Even Olympic medals can be had for the right price. Some former Olympians have resorted to selling their medals because of financial hardship or to raise money for charity. A silver medal in shooting from the 1900 Olympics in Paris recently sold for a mere $1,283. Then there was a bronze medal from the 1956 Winter Games in Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy, that fetched $3,750. My comment, it is the experience, not the medal, that is valuable in participating and excelling at the Olympics. Here's a story from Mother Jones. Your odds of going back to the office are dropping by the day. Apple, Google, Lyft, the New York Times, Twitter. The list of companies delaying office reopenings is growing. Some good news if you're an office worker who can't stand your boss, commuting, or both. Your odds of returning to the office in the coming weeks are falling. Labor Day was supposed to be the big switch back to in-person work after 17 months of Zoom. Now, with the Delta variant surging across the country, many of America's biggest corporations are pushing back the return dates, in some cases indefinitely. My comment, this looks like a losing trade more and more. Here's a story from the New York Times. A Wall Street dressing down, always be casual. As workers return to the financial district, long-standing dress codes have been relaxed. Right now, almost anything goes, even jeans. The suits are returning to the office in chinos, in sneakers, and ballet flats. As Wall Street workers trickle back into their Manhattan offices this summer, they are noticeable for their casual attire. Men are reporting for duty in polo shirts. Women have stepped down from high heels, once considered essential. Ties are nowhere to be found, even though Lululemon logo has been spotted. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was also the top story Thursday. Wall Street legend Richard Dennis conducted an intellectual experiment that turned 23 novice investors into overnight millionaires. Here are the six trading rules and philosophies that his turtle traders live by from Business Insider. Second was U.S. benchmark reform panel endorses looking forward rate to replace LIBOR from the Financial Times. Third was what happens when a brokerage firm doesn't have enough capital to cover trades from Yahoo Finance. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.